Colossians chapter 4 and verse 6. Let's everybody do this for a few minutes. Don't sit there and daydream. Listen. Philippians chapter 4. I'm looking at Colossians. The reason I keep saying Philippians, it says Colossians on my page, but it's the last page of Philippians, so it don't say Philippians. That's why I keep saying that. Philippians chapter number 4 and verse 6. Look at what it says. Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And what's going to happen if you do that? And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Isn't that a blessing? Now that verse number 6 is loaded, folks. That thing is loaded. You hear me say all the time, let your requests be made known to God. That's why I always say, does anybody have a request? Raise your hand. The Bible said, let your requests be made known to God. Now, everybody listen to me. Don't listen to any voice that says, check your cell phone, or go outside, or you need to go to the back. Just ignore that and listen to me, because I'm going to be real short tonight. Everybody listen. That verse said, be careful for nothing. Now, the word careful in the Bible is not normally the way we would use the word careful. When we say careful, we'd say be careful. We're talking about make sure you don't have a wreck or an accident or watch what you're doing. In the Bible, careful all the way through the Bible normally means really tore up or anxious or worried over something. That's why Jesus told Mary and Martha, you remember that day? He said, Martha, thou art careful and troubled about many things. She's worried about stuff. Now, the Bible teaches that instead of worrying about something, we ought to, with prayer and supplication, just commit it to God with thanksgiving. So I'm going to talk about how thanksgiving helps every area of our life. If we had learned to be thankful, it would improve every area of our life. Did you know people that worry more get ulcers, have nerve problems, live shorter lives, and it ain't going to do no good to worry about it no way. You might as well just say, learn with prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving to God, commit it to Him, and just say, I'm in the Lord's hands. However He works this out, He's going to work it out. If you can get to that point in your life, you can live victorious no matter what your circumstances are. I'm telling you, the Bible said godliness with contentment is great gain. If you can get to the point in your life where you say, Lord, I don't like everything I have to go through. I don't like everything about my life. But thank God You're in control. You're my Savior. I'm going to thank You for what You've done for me. I'm going to trust You with the rest of it. And then you can learn to be content right where you're at. And I'm telling you, folks, I'm telling you something that's worth $10 million in your pocket. Because these people ain't got millions of dollars in the bank that ain't happy. And there's people ain't got two nickels rubbed together that are happy. So the secret is not your money. And the secret is not who you're with or who you're not with or what you're doing or what you're not doing. The secret's in here. The secret's right inside here. Now, let's talk about this for a minute. First thing I want to say is, and I'm just going to say this and move on, thanksgiving is not and should not be seasonal. You know, 'tis the season to be thankful. No. Thanksgiving is something that every day of the year or week of the year, we should not just say, well, it's Thanksgiving now. I can thank Him for this and thank Him for that. And that's okay, but Thanksgiving is not seasonal. Thanksgiving is something we do all the time. You ought never to let a day go by that you don't bow your head and thank God for stuff. Don't let you pray and just be always asking for something. Amen? Don't let it always be, Lord, give me this, Lord, give me that, Lord, give me this, and Lord, give me that. People think God's like a mailman or something. You just fill out your order and hand it to Him, and he fills it out. He's not your waiter, your waitress. He's your Father, and you should thank Him just like you should ask Him for stuff. So this Thanksgiving, let's be thankful. Let's be thankful for what we've got. I was just coming over here from the new place over there a while ago, and I got to thanking God. I thought, man, 35,000 cars a day goes by here. It won't be long till we'll put in a witness to every single one of them. 24 hours a day, our little shining light is going to shine. There's people from all over the United States goes up and down that road. I mean, there's movie stars, there's country singers go up and down that road right over there. And it won't be long till we'll be the only church in Burke County that has the advertisement that we're going to have over there, Lord willing. Only one. And there's probably 300 churches in this county. One of them gets a spot on the interstate. Us. That's a blessing. That's something to thank God for. I went to Bright Light Baptist the other night in their revival. They got in their new building, and it's beautiful. I mean, it's beautiful. Knock your eyes out. And the auditorium's really not much bigger than ours. I said, Brother Wayne, how much you got in this thing? He said, $1.3 million. And they're in debt for 30 years on it. We'll have less than a third of that in ours. And almost as big. Not as pretty, but it's going to be pretty. Ours will be prettier in some ways, because theirs looks sort of dull in some ways. You know what I mean? I can use my imagination. Ours will be pretty when we get in it. And with a couple of little hurdles to cross. I'm telling you, God's been good to us. I thank God for what He's done for us. I thank God for His blessings on our church. I thank God for it. We're not perfect. Got a long way to go. But let's be thankful for what we have got. Let's be thankful we got a church that believes the King James Bible. And I was going to tell somebody the other day, if you ever hear anybody gripe about our church and I don't like this, I don't like that, let me tell you something, people. I've been in this thing a long time. Those services like we had at the camp meeting, money can't pay for that. You can't. I would have my kids in that kind of service if I could possibly get them in those kind of meetings. That's where you want your kids. I've seen a lot of kids grow up in church, and the ones that stick are the ones that grew up in services like that right there. Like old family where people are just weeping and crying and shouting and sitting saved and hitting the altar. You can't put a price on that. There's no preacher in the world that can do that. There's no singers in the world that can do that. It's not just talent. It's not just the preacher's ability and how his education. It's God's blessings on our church. I'm thankful. Listen, as long as we got that every now and then, we're going to be all right. We're going to be all right. As long as He moves through here like that and blesses us, we're going to be all right. I ain't worried about the bills getting paid or nothing as long as we got God's Spirit moving in our life. Amen? So let's be thankful. I'm going to say just three things about being thankful tonight, and we'll go, okay? It's going to be real short. You know what Thanksgiving will do? Oh, I need to define one more word, supplication. See, it says, by prayer and supplication. What does supplication mean? Because I thought it means praying, supplication. But I looked it up, and it just says a humble request. A humble request. With prayer, God, thanks for this. I praise you for this. I praise your holy name. You can do that in praying. But a humble request is supplication. Lord, if it can be your will, please do this. Please do that. I've been praying for some folks in our church, like some of you have. We have a real special need. One family or two families in our church have a real, real need right now. We all need to be praying about it. And I've been praying hard for these folks all week. I've been begging God to speak to their heart and deal with them and lead them right. And I believe the Lord's doing it. I believe a humble request. I've just been saying, Lord, please. Lord, please. Please, Lord. A humble request. That's what supplication did. So here's what Thanksgiving will do. First of all, Thanksgiving will help you stay focused. You know I've been listening to Charles Stanley now, huh? Stay focused. That's not a Bible word. I don't even like to hear preachers talk like that because you sound more like a modern-day philosopher. But focus is like a camera. It's out of, and you do it like that and you can see clear. There's nothing wrong with it in that sense. Staying focused. Focused. Keeping the main thing the main thing. Did you know Thanksgiving will help you clear things up in your head? If you're never thankful for what you've got, you'll get to thinking poor little you and how pitiful you are. And you know what I think? I think television is the absolute worst enemy we've got for being thankful. Because every time you turn that thing on, all you see is people that's got stuff that you ain't got. I mean, they have the nicest clothes. They ride around in them little convertible Mercedes and walk around a red carpet. They're all fixed up and they look perfect. And all the women are perfect shape. And all the men are handsome. And they all got beautiful teeth. And they all got nice cars. And they don't work. And you start thinking, everybody in the world got that but me. Now, the truth is, everybody ain't got that. That's not even 1/10 of 1/1000th of 1% of the population of this world. That TV will make... I heard a preacher say one time, he said, about all TV's good for is to make you want something you ain't got. Because, you know, you look on TV, all they put on there is pretty people. You don't see people like us on TV. That's why we're not on there, right? For the most part... I think ugly people ought to sue. Ugly people ought to sue them, but nobody wants to admit they're ugly. I think an ugly woman ought to go try to get a job for Fox News or CBS and say, I've got just as much credentials as that pretty little thing you hired. You're discriminating me because I'm ugly. I'm telling you, they ought to do it. But they'd say, oh no, well, no, no. Well, you're a foot. That's right. But I don't know how I got off on all that. Oh, yeah. TV will make you want stuff you ain't got. It'll make you live in a dream world. Life ain't like it is on TV. Brother, life is dirty dishes and dirty clothes and young'uns and fevers and chicken pox and bad breath the roof leaking and the pipes busting and the tires wiring out. That's real life. Real life. And we can be thankful, brother. We ought to be thankful for what God's done for us instead of sitting on TV constantly. Somebody told me the other day, said, do you watch Dancing for the Star, with the Stars or for the Stars or whatever it is? I said, no, I don't. I've seen like 30 seconds of it or something, but I don't know. There's just something about a little man out there doing like this that just don't look right. Something about that don't look right. But anyway, them people don't live in reality. That's not reality. That's not reality. Them guys need to get their fingernails dirty. Amen? Amen. That's right, boy. They need to have to get down in the mud, get dirty once in a while. But anyway, it'll help you stay focused. I tell you another thing Thanksgiving will do. It'll refresh your spirit. When you start thanking God, you start getting out of the dumps. If you don't believe it, the next time you're feeling bad, you stop and say, why am I feeling bad? I know why I'm feeling bad. Because all I'm thinking about is all the bad stuff that's going on. You know, instead of saying, there's an empty seat, I'm quitting preaching. I'm saying, there's a full seat. Something's over full seats. That's right. I can say, glory to God. I got something to be thankful for. Woo! Amen. Thank God. Listen, you get your eyes off the devil, what the devil's doing, and get your eyes on what the Lord's doing. Now, every one of us sat around whining. I mean, I could write you a list that long how pitiful I am. I shouldn't even come to church tonight. But you can't do that. I'm not going to sit around and look at, like Teresa said a minute ago, she said it right. Instead of saying, oh, foot, we lost all our clothes, just say, thank God we got our family out. Thank God we're all safe and sound, and you got a church that cares about you and got friends. Thank God. Look at the good things and quit looking at the bad things. Somebody said, well, the church let me down. Well, bless your little heart, join the crowd. You've let me down too. I've let you down. We all do that. We're human. But quit looking at what the devil's doing. Start looking at what God's doing. Amen? It'll refresh your spirit. I'll tell you something else, especially if you ladies, men too. The people you work with, they'll really mess your mind up if you ain't careful. A lady in our church called me one day. And she works on a secular job. She called me and she said, Brother Danny. She said, pray for me. I said, what's wrong? She said, every woman in here that I work with, all they do is talk bad about their husbands and how terrible it is to be married to him and how they wish they had never got married and how, she said, it's bothering me. I said, well, I reckon it is. She said, this one woman, she runs a position in our place where this woman worked. She said, all she does is talk about, my husband, he's doing, I told him, I can't stand, I dread going home, he'll be there, all that. Now, listen, that kind of philosophy will rub off on you. We need some ladies that will say, thank God for my husband. Miss Millie's not here tonight, but the other morning I came in, and I came down that aisle right here. Miss Millie, they're here early, usually. And I got on the microphone and I said, Sister Millie Rabb will be preaching this morning over the sound system. And she started laughing, you know, and everything. And she said, no, I'm not. I said, well, I know what you'd preach if you could. I said, you'd preach on them sorry husbands. Better straighten up, wouldn't you? She said, no, Roy's a good husband. I said, amen. That's the way a woman ought to talk. You say, I ain't got a good husband. You married him. You married him. But really, you can see the good points in you. You've got to have something good about him or you wouldn't have married him unless you was drunk. If you was drunk, you can have it annulled. That's right. You wouldn't have married him in your right mind if he hadn't had some good qualities about him. But she said, don't y'all tell them I use them for an illustration. She said, Roy's a good husband. I said, that's the way a person ought to talk about their husband, and that's the way a man ought to talk about his wife. See what most women have said? Yes, sir, let me up there. I could tell them a thing or two. You say, well, Roy's perfect. No, he ain't. She came in one Sunday right back there, and she came in about 8 steps ahead of him, and she said, preach to Roy today. That's all she said. She didn't say nothing negative. She didn't say nothing. She said, preach to him today. So he's not perfect. You know what she does? She looks at the good side of it and not the bad. Now, I know that's harder for some of you. Some of you looking, can't see the good side. But it's got to be there. You wouldn't have married him. Amen? Thanksgiving will refresh your spirit. Instead of whining about being stuck, you ought to just say, well, I can thank God for this, and I can thank God for that, and I can thank God for that. You know, somebody told me the other day, they said, poor old Brother Danny. Said, I feel so sorry for him. they said, he is so... Don't feel sorry for me. I mean, you know, life ain't perfect, but whose life is? They said, isn't it awful being single? Well, think about this. Miss Desi and him been on to me for a while. Said, how come we don't have a singles supper? So we're going to. We're going to have a single party, Christmas party. Because we ain't done it in about 2 years. And they said, what, you, poor old brother, listen, I get to go to the married people stuff and the single people stuff. See, you can always find something good about it. You can find something good about your situation. Amen? It could be worse. It could be worse. It refreshes your spirit. And then I'm going to say quickly, the result. What does it say now? Let's look at our verse. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, that means a humble request, let your with thanksgiving. Don't just pray and beg for a bunch of stuff. Thank God. Let your request be made known to God. And then what's going to happen? Verse 7. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. That never got a hold of me like it did today. It said, if we'll thank God, and we'll just say, thank you, Lord, glory to God, humble request, Lord, please help them people I've been praying for. God, thank you for being good to me. Thank you, Lord, for your blessings on me. Thank you, Lord, my car run all right today. Thank you, my 4Runner made it to church. Thank you, I didn't have a wreck. Thank you, I didn't have a flat. I about did have one on the interstate a while ago, not a flat, a wreck. Them stupid text things are going to get me killed yet. And trying to text, and I was on the phone and trying to turn off the exit, and tractor and trailer beside me, and them stupid things. And it goes, you know, and here comes another one, and I was on the phone. But anyway, thank the Lord we didn't have a wreck. Thank the Lord we didn't get killed. Thank the Lord something awful didn't happen to us today. And it said, if you'll do that, the peace of God will keep your heart and your mind. Wouldn't it be a blessing for the peace of God to keep your mind? Everybody in here wants peace of mind. When a man gets drunk, you know what he wants? Peace of mind. When people get high, you know what they want? Forget their troubles. Peace of mind. You get it for free if you'll just have thanksgiving and pray and get your heart right. It said the peace of God will keep your mind. Not just your heart, your mind. Boy, has the devil ever work on your mind? That's the way to get over it. That's a secret formula, brother, that ain't too secret. It's just not for people to read the Bible. It said the peace of God will keep your hearts and minds. Now let me say this, and I'm going to be through. The peace of God is different from peace with God. When you get saved, you get peace with God. The peace of God is what lives with you in your daily life, just peace in your heart every day. The peace of God is when you walk in and say, well, they're laying me off next week because we ain't got enough work. And the devil says, it's Christmas and you ain't going to have no money. The peace of God comforts your hearts right then and say, it doesn't matter. He said He'd be with me. He'd be with me. He's going to take care of it. As long as I'm in His will, I'm okay. That's the peace of God. That's the peace of God. The peace of God is, even though your husband or your wife might give you a fit over something, or your kids drive you crazy, you can lay down at night and say, Lord, as long as I've got Your peace in my heart, I can go through whatever I have to go through. Amen? It said the peace of God. Listen, folks, that's satisfied. You're happy. Your marriage may not be perfect, but you can be content in the situation that you're in. Don't let things ruin us. Great man named Cotton Mather, who's I guess a philosopher or something back in 1700, said this. He said, religion begat prosperity and the daughter has devoured the mother. Religion begot prosperity and the daughter has devoured the mother. That means Christianity brought about all of our prosperity. It's the daughter of Christianity and the daughter is devouring the mother. Our prosperity is ruining our Christianity. And we ought to be thankful for what we've got. Now, I'm going to stop right there tonight. And we're going to end the service this evening with just anybody wants to stand up real loud, real strong and tall, and just say, I'm thankful for whatever you want to say. You don't have to, but if you want to, this is your chance publicly to just stand up and thank God. Go ahead. Amen.
I thank Him for my bed right up place to home to walk in.
Amen. Amen.
I just thank Him for all the things He does for me. Good wife.
Amen.
Good church.
Amen.
Good friends.
Amen.
And you know, if something happened to her, I believe I could make it with the church family. But I thank God.
Amen. It sure is.
And I thank God that I got a cross that is up there on the interstate.
Yeah.
Everybody can see it.
Y'all done seen his decorations on the side of the interstate over there? He's done got a lit cross, brother, for 35,000 people a day to see. Miss Janie, she'll probably outlive all of us.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I want to thank God. Today is our
anniversary.
Amen. We've been married for 15 years.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah, I thank God for my church.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen, sister. Amen. Amen. Thank you. Amen. That's a good philosophy. Y'all ladies that are married, just remember what Miss Millie said. That one, not that one. Just remember that. Look at the good side. Amen. 15 years, that's great these days. That's good, even for North Carolina. They say in Hollywood, the marriage is considered a success if the couple leave the church together. After the reception. All right. Anybody else, right quick? Amen. Amen. Amen, brother. Amen. 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 Sure is good to have Isabella with us till Sunday. She ain't been here in a while. Amen. All right. Anybody else right quick? Hallelujah. God, hallelujah. Bless your heart.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. That's great. I appreciate Sister Judy. Amen. Appreciate that. Some things we can be thankful for. Amen. We got an offering for the Blankenship family tonight of $618. Isn't that a blessing? That's amazing here on Wednesday night with a small crowd. Let's give the Lord a big hand. Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you for y'all that sacrificed. Anybody else? All right. Now, before we go, we need some men and whoever else wants to. We need all the floors swept. We got blocks of wood laying everywhere in that new building. So we're going to have a work day early Friday morning, maybe just after lunch, to 1 o'clock, something like that. Start at 8 o'clock. Andy said he'd be there at 8 o'clock. Ready to go? And we got work needs to be done, y'all. And if some of you ladies, would some of the ladies volunteer to bring us a bunch of turkey and we'll just get some bread and make sandwiches? Could somebody do that? Or we'll just bring what we got left over? Thank you, Miss Sue. I appreciate that. Anybody else? Yeah, we can hate to. Cabbage right there. I'm getting ready to find out right now. How many men or women... We'll meet us over at the new church early Friday morning. Look, we can get some... Let me explain something. When we can nail them blocks in between them two befores, or we're just cleaning up or carrying out stuff, or like Brother Fred, he can do some of that electrical work. We're paying an electrician $100 an hour. Because there's like three of them, they make $37 an hour. And we done paid them $1,800 yesterday. And, you know, that's what electricians make. And these guys giving us a discount. But there's no use in us paying people... you know, tons of money for stuff that we can do. Don't you agree with that? I mean, it's ridiculous. So let's get the stuff that we can do done and you know, help out saving money. So how many of you have us, fellas? Raise your hand so we can get us a count right now. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. About eight. Amen. The deer ain't biting, so ain't no use going deer hunting. All right. Thank you. Appreciate that. It's Friday morning. Friday morning, so we're going to have food. Amen. I appreciate that. Now, okay, do that. She can sing for us. All right. Now, that secret sister thing is when, Sean? December 1st at 6 o'clock is a secret sister meeting, and our singles meeting, single earth, 18 and up, is going to be December the 15th. So mark that down on your calendar. All right? AJ's Steakhouse Christmas banquet will be the 12th on Wednesday night. Amen. We're getting some, we'll have some big meals coming up here. Good time going to diet right quick. Let's all stand, and we'll be dismissed. See y'all Friday morning now. Everybody come on out. Stay for a while. Let's bow our heads for a word of prayer. Jeremy, why don't you dismiss us?